that under Governor Noem's Second Century Initiative, there was a component of that to where we would solicit ideas, opinions, opportunities to enhance habitat in our state, which of course is the primary emphasis of Governor Noem's Second Century Initiative. I think the quote that I heard her use was, not all the best ideas originate in Pierre. And that the idea being that there are other good ideas out there that deserve some sort of recognition and reward should we choose to use those. So we embarked on this a few weeks ago. I've asked Emily Keel to step up and give you a little bit of a summary of where we're at with our crowdsourcing effort before we ask you to take action on adopting this rule change. So good morning, Emily.
Emily Keel, Communications Director for the Game Fish and Parks. Good morning, Commissioners, Secretary Hepler. Thank you, Tony. So a brief update, just to recap a little bit of Kevin's 30-second rundown yesterday too, but this was an effort we launched on February 11th, and within like the first 3 to 5 days, we had an accumulation of over 600 emails that came in with ideas and solutions to answer the question, how would you improve habitat across South Dakota? And we also engaged over a 300 member group on Facebook to keep a transparent thread of conversations and dialogue there too. So in total, so far we've received approximately over 750 emails, and we continue to monitor the Facebook conversations, which have been really healthy and productive, and again, getting back to the transparent piece of what crowdsourcing is all about, and then where we're at here with this piece in front of you too, to ultimately provide an award should one of the ideas be, or maybe several ideas be implemented at the end of all of this. And we did put an end date on it of April 30th, so individuals who are listening still have time to submit their solutions per the direction of the crowdsourcing effort, and we'll continue to take those and monitor them. The timeline that was recapped briefly yesterday remains tentative. Going forward into the month of May, we'll be establishing an internal work group within Game Fish and Parks to thoroughly review all of the content that has come in. It'll be a comprehensive review, because we don't want any of the comments or ideas to go into a deep dark hole. That will not happen. Every idea, every email, every piece of information that has come in with this effort will be reviewed and has been documented in a robust database that we've been working on in the last few months even. In May, so I talked about May, so then June, we would be presenting some of those ideas to you guys, I believe, and then in July, probably go out for, I think it has to go out for public comment. I'm really not entirely sure what the process is with all of this right now, Tony. So then in September, hopefully we can finalize and make some awards. Again, we haven't made any decisions on what any of the solutions or ideas would be implemented. This is still an ongoing effort right now, so.
Thank you, good job. So turning back to your action sheet on item 19, thanks, Emily. Excellent, okay. By the way. I didn't know if there'd be any questions. The approach that we've lined out here is similar to one that we've have in place for other allocations of hunting opportunities. It uses, again, a method of consultation between Secretary Hepler and Chairman Jensen to identify which of those individuals should be eligible to receive these authorizations to enter state parks or to hunt. Of course, the restrictions that would come along with that was that authorization would be valid for one calendar year, and that the individual receiving that opportunity would have to abide by all other regulations pertaining to, you know, they'd still have to purchase camping sites if they would wish to camp in state parks, and they'd obviously have to abide by all the hunting regulations season dates, limits, all of that, that would still be there. But with that, Mr. Chairman, we would ask for your favorable approval of your proposal here to establish this process to award those individuals with those good ideas.
Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here, I think this is a, you know, great effort, great idea, great way to get people involved. My question is what is the Facebook page that these ideas are going to? Is it the South Dakota GFP, or what, does it have a separate page?
Commissioner Sharp. Yes, it is a separate webpage, and it's a group. It was designed as a group page, so members were driven to the Habitat Pays website via an email, and then from there they could either submit their solution through an email or go separately to this Facebook page, asked to be added as a group member. We approved every single individual who asked to be a group member, but there was kind of that, it's a process, and so it was a separate page other than our Game Fish and Parks Facebook page. It's Habitat Solutions. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
So at some point in the process, could we figure out how to get the whole commission some list, maybe not the initial list, but some find lists so everybody can see what's come in? Because I bet it'll be quite interesting, actually.
And that's ultimately the goal in working with Tom and his expert habitat managers and administrators to thoroughly review all of the data that's been coming in. It's a lot. Yeah. 750 some emails and probably another 250 comments that were of value of substance for solutions, because on Facebook the thread gets into more conversation dialogue, and so sure. You weed through those comments and yeah.
Okay, great. Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here again.
Find it?
It is South Dakota Habitat Solutions on Facebook. Okay.
You got it.
Excellent, because I typed in Habitat Solutions and I ended up in Michigan. So,
I thank you for finding that and helping me out. Thank you.
So it's South Dakota Habitat Solutions for those who are listening online that want to go to their Facebook page and offer some additional ideas. So thank you.
Good job. Commissioner Boyd.
Thank you. Commissioner Boyd here. I understand the authorization is for 1 year. Is this a one-time program, or is it intended to be ongoing? Or is it too soon to tell?
I think at this point, we're gonna step back after this process is complete and decide if it is something we want to try to initiate or try again next year. But I don't think a decision's been made that it's gonna be a multi-year process, just that we're gonna do it once initially here and then decide where we're at and if it's something we'd wanna do in the future.
Any other questions, comments, motions?
Move it forward, Mr. Chairman.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thanks again.
Passes. Thank you.
Item 20, Mr. Chairman, is the